Thank you for your loving kindness. Thank you for your divine presence. Thank you for your spirit you graciously placed within us. Receive our thanks in the name of the Lord Jesus. As we have come to be edified tonight, to be strengthened, you will surely strengthen us with your mind in our inner man. Thank you for hearing us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 16. There is this issue we trust God tonight to become a reality in our heart. Verse 16. Say, know ye not that you are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you? It was a question. So tonight, we want to see briefly and to be sure of what God said concerning all His children. The dwelling place of God. If I ask every one of you, where do you live? You will point me at a particular place, a structure where you live, which is true. But if we were to ask you, where do you live spiritually? The question may not come, the answer may not come very well. Because the atmosphere of every child of God is the Holy Spirit. The atmosphere of every child of God is the Holy Spirit. But this passage tells us, know ye not that you are the temple or are the dwelling place of God, and that the Spirit of God liveth in you. Give me NLT. There's things that I believe it will happen if we comprehend it. Because our prayer is that you will comprehend it. Don't you realize that all of you together are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God lives in you? So it is our duty to know this, that he that lives in us doesn't entertain fear. Is unbeatable, is unconquerable, and he live well. And I pray you will live well. You see, there are some things that he asked you, that is your duty. Now, I began to ask the question, since God said, you and I are his dwelling place, my question is that, where did God live before he created man? It means God lives in himself. Abi, now, why did he come to a point like that? Say, okay, now, all the children of God are God's dwelling place. It means a time came that God made our spirit himself. I'm not hearing your amen. See, your real person, God has already made you your real person. His person. That is why he's able to dwell in your heart comfortably. Your heart is not just your heart. Your heart has become God himself. How many of you agree with that? 2 Corinthians 5 verse 21. He made him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we might be made the person of God we might be made the righteousness of God in Him. That we might be made the person of God in Christ Jesus, where God can dwell comfortably. Now, I think the major challenges we have today in the body of Christ is that we pay more attention to our mind than paying more attention to our spirit. Because your real spirit, your heart or your spirit is God now. He has become God. You see, he made your spirit Himself so that He can live there and carry out His own assignment. I pray we understand it. See, do you not know? He was asking you. Don't you know that you are the temple, you are the dwelling place of God, and that the Spirit of God lives in you? So it is this knowing that brings freedom. It is this knowing that brings freedom. It is this knowing that changes your conversation. It is this knowing that changes your character. It is this knowing that changes the way you reason. Say, do you not know? Please give me an NLT of this. Let's go back to that 2 Corinthians 5, verse 21, where we read. Something great will happen to you again. For He had made Him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in Him. The person of God. Give us NLT. There are three persons called the righteousness of God, the righteousness in the Bible. God Himself, Jesus, and His children. Now I say, for God made Christ, who never sinned, to be the offering for our sin, so that we could be made right with God through Christ. Now, righteousness of God means the person of God. And this is the name you will call in, the Lord, our righteousness. I think there's a passage like that. Jeremiah 23 verse 6 says something like that. I want us to get something tonight so that you will now know that even though if the whole world is against you, you will know that they are not against you, they are against God. And no one can be against God and survive. That is why I say, if God be for us, who can be against us? We are dealing with a matter that He wants everyone to pay attention to. So, knowing God from your heart is the best knowing that set men free. Do you understand the point? Now, in His day, Judah shall be saved and Israel shall dwell safely. And this is the name, this is His name whereby He shall be called the Lord, our righteousness. Now, God is righteous, we know. And He made us His righteousness. He made us Himself so that He can live in us. Because God does not live in the house where that is built with hands. I think there is a passage like that as well. Acts 17 verse 24. I want to establish a fact so that when you get this reality, no matter what comes your way, you know that He that can never be defeated lives in you. He's the one to approach any matter. And when He approach any matter, solution must come out. From today, you will become a solution to a generation. In the name of the Lord Jesus. God that made the world and all things therein, seeing that He is Lord of heaven and earth, dwelleth not in temples made with hands. It means He dwelleth in the temple that Himself made. Your spirit is not made with hands. Your spirit is not made with hands, and it's not made in the physical. It was made in Christ Jesus. Knowing this, say, do you not know that you are the dwelling place of God and that the Spirit of God lives in you? That's the question that everybody must answer. The day you get the correct answer to that question that the Holy Ghost asks you, freedom has come. Do you get the point now? When they encounter Brother Paul, say, you are the chosen, but you are my lead, go. He is a chosen vessel unto me to bear my name. It means the dwelling place unto me where I will live to celebrate my son and to communicate him. So why He lives in us is so that we will celebrate Jesus at the same time to communicate him. Celebrating Jesus alone is not enough without communicating him. When we come together like this, we worship, we study the word, all of this, we are celebrating him. So when we now go out to let other people know the goodness of God, we are now communicating him. That's one reason why he dwelleth in you. The Holy Ghost came to dwell in you to celebrate Jesus and to communicate Jesus. He shall glorify me. Again, he shall testify of me. So what does it mean? He glorifies me, he celebrates Jesus. Then again, he went out to do what? To communicate him. To let people know the freedom that he has come to give to them. I pray that God will give us understanding. Now, this pastor said, do you not know? It's a question. And when the Holy Ghost gives you a question, he will give the answer. When he gives you a question, he has the answer. And he will write the answer where you will see it. He asks us questions. Do you not know that you. So when he say you, and normally see when they say, you are the temple of God, they look at their physical. No. He's talking to your spirit man. And that your spirit man, you have never even seen him. Because he's hidden inside. That is where there are thoughts that comes to you. The good thought that comes to you is the Holy Ghost communicating with your spirit. So whenever there is crisis or whenever you want to hear God, listen to this very, very well. The first place to hear him is your spirit man. That is why you have to load your spirit with the word of God. Because as you are loading your spirit with the word of God, you are loading your spirit with God himself. So whenever I want to talk to you, it will just show up one of the words that will liberate you. Am I communicating, please? I pray you understand. You see, when psalmist, I wonder why the men of Old Testament, they get to some realm that even we, up to now, we have not got there. Why? One thing have I desire of the law. That will I seek after. Give us Psalm 27 verse 4. One thing have I desire of the law. That will I seek after. That I may dwell in the house of the law all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the law and to inquire in his temple. The first thing is that, where is God's house? Your heart. If we settle now to think deeply, there are lots of solutions that will be coming out of you. He will set him out to listen. Very, very well. Say, you, your spirit man is the temple of the living God. When you understand this, there is no situation that comes your way that you will not know that there is a solution already. Because in time of crisis, something will talk to you inside. In time of difficulties, he will talk to your spirit. Your spirit will whisper to you. You will rest assured within you that there is a solution already. Hallelujah. See, when you dwell in the house of the Lord, you are in safety already. Do you hear me now? So, he said, your spirit man is where the Holy Spirit lives. To celebrate Jesus and to communicate Jesus. To celebrate him and to communicate him. He asked us a question. Do you not know that you are the temple of God and that the Spirit of God lives in you? Now, I'm going somewhere. The Holy Spirit dwells in you to celebrate Jesus and to communicate Jesus. To celebrate him and to communicate him. Celebrating Jesus alone without communicating is imbalance. That equation is not balanced. When you celebrate him, you receive more instruction. Then the instruction you receive needs to be communicated to another so that they can be blessed through your life. That is why I say, I will bless you and make your name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. Say, I receive grace. I receive grace to communicate Jesus with others. How many of you believe the word of God at this room you are? Who lives in you? Huh? The Spirit of God. The Spirit that created the entire universe lives there. Ready to do what? To express Himself through our life. Eh? So, you are not a disadvantage. Not at all. Our brother said, if you are condemned in your heart, don't be condemned. Because there is nothing like that. So, what brought us to trouble today, it is because we don't really know what we are in Christ Jesus. What we are in Christ Jesus. What we are in Christ Jesus. Our ability to know this is what makes us to live above situations of life. And I pray that God will grant us more understanding in the name of the Lord Jesus. Now, it got to a point, it said, let not the rich man glory in his riches. Let's read that place again. Come back to me. Jeremiah 9:23-24. So everything that God communicates with man, he communicates with man's spirit. No, it doesn't communicate with our head. Because crisis must keep coming. But one thing that gives you guarantee that you are going to escape crisis is His presence that lives in you. Say, the Holy Ghost lives in me. My spirit is the dwelling place of the Holy Spirit. My spirit is the house and the temple of the living God. Thus saith the Lord, let not the wise man glory in his wisdom, neither let the mighty man glory in his mind. Let not the rich man glory in his riches. Then he goes on to say, but let him that glorieth, let him that glorieth glory in this, that he understandeth and knoweth me, that I am the Lord, which exercise loving kindness and judgment and righteousness in the earth. For in these things I delight, saith the Lord. Now, where do we comprehend God? Our spirit. Where do we know Him? Our spirit. The question is, I know God as what? As whom God is. They never change. So your ability to comprehend whom God is what makes you to live above situations in life. Do you understand now? You say, don't glory in what you have, in your achievement. Mm-mm. Let your glory be that you, your spirit man, understand God and know Him. What He's capable of doing and what He's said to do through your life. And one thing that God is said to do in our life is to celebrate Jesus. And another thing said to do through our life is to communicate Jesus. Huh? To do in our life, to celebrate Him. To do through our life, to communicate Him. Now, there is no, you know, yesterday I say, there is no poor people. We only have an untrained worthy people. There is no sinner among God's children. We only have an untrained righteous people. Is that true? He said you are the righteousness of God. So when you are not trained in that word of righteousness, what happened to you? You misbehave. You think anyhow. So, but when you are trained in God's righteousness, what happened? You will know that all what God said about His righteousness, He said about you. Not that you are, don't go and become the righteousness of God. He has made you to be. Don't try to do that because it can't work. He made you. You need to understand what He made you to be and why He made you to be what He made you to be. This is the question I'm throwing to you. The Holy Ghost says, do you not know? I keep studying, I keep asking questions. Those who really manifested God's glory greatly, how did it happen? I'm not talking of religious kind of setting. I'm talking of those really, you will see from there that something come out. And what is coming out of there is liberating people. What caused it? How did it happen? Do you know what to make it to happen? They think beyond the ordinary. Because you must ask why Jesus came to dwell in you. You must ask that question. If you don't ask, he won't tell you. So you must keep asking. So, where do we get the understanding of God? Oh my God. Okay, let me come like this. Whether it will work. When I attended this young man's wedding, I saw his dad. Nobody has introduced me to his dad. Or introduced that to him. The moment I saw him, that is younger brother. If you just see that boy, if you see the boy, you have seen the father. High to everything. So later, I went out and I said, sir, that's my dad. I said, you don't need to tell me. I can see. The day we went to our adopted city, when we see our mother, do we ask? Why? Likewise. The same way that when somebody give back, a child will resemble the father or the mother. That when you see the mother, you don't need to say, this is, no, you know. The same way God made us. But until we understand this, that you are exactly whom God is. Your spirit man, he made your spirit man exactly himself. Oh my God, you are not with me. Kai, excuse me. Which part of you did he make the righteousness of God? What is the meaning of the righteousness of God? The person of God himself. That is why the Holy Spirit can easily come to live in your spirit. Because your spirit, he has made your spirit to be himself. Now, in the beginning, God created. Where was God in the beginning? He dwelt in himself. And for him to come and dwell in any human being today, it means he has made that man's spirit himself. May God give us understanding. Do you understand now? And when he's to made you, his own righteousness, he did not made you outside. He made you in Christ. It means God made you in himself, by himself, to be himself. Ha. May God destroy religion in your life. And all I'm saying, I look religious to you. Say, how is it possible? Not that it's possible, it has been done. Oh my God. Are you with me? Where did God made us? In Christ Jesus. What is in Christ Jesus? The fullness of God. It means for God to made you in Christ Jesus, it means he made you in his fullness. By himself. Ephesians chapter 2. Verse 10. For you are his workmanship. Created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God has before ordained that we should walk in them. Now in verse 22, that's the climax of what really changes my life. In him ye also are builded together for a dwelling place of God through the Spirit. You, he say you are the place that God liveth. And for God to live in you, he has made your spirit man to be himself. God has no house but himself. And he came to make your spirit to be himself so that he can live in you. Oh my God. Hey, how many of you are hearing this? Please give us energy of the... Through him, you Gentiles are also being made part of this dwelling, part of this dwelling where God lives by his spirit. Excuse me, who lives in you? Oh my God, you are afraid. Do you know why you cannot be defeated? Until you know that he that can never be defeated lives in you.
Until you know that he that can never fail lives in you. Until you know that he that can never speak lives in you. Until you know that he that destroyed the work of the devil lives in you. Do you understand my point? Now, why did God decide to listen to you? Because he made your spirit man where he lives himself. That is why if any man die, whether he's a sinner or he's not a sinner, his spirit lives. All the one you put in casket is not the man. The real man has gone. Eh? Ejo, if there is no higher power that lives in that man's spirit, how will he leave somebody body and just fly away? Huh? There must be a force that pushes that spirit away and disappear. Is it that the force of God? Or the force is God, or the force is devil? That's why they say some people, they are flying in the afternoon. Abi? Why? There is a demonic force that pushes them to fly. The person that flies is sitting down here. And say he has gone. Say, where do you go? Say, I went to US. How do you go to US? There's a demonic force. Ejo, if demonic spirit can make somebody to fly and accomplish something and come back, God's spirit can make you to fly and accomplish greater things. In the name of the Lord Jesus. That is why your spirit can still travel and know what is happening in another city. Because God is the one that moves. Because your spirit is no longer your spirit, but your spirit has become the place of God. If I ask you now, where are you living? You will point me to your house. No, that's the truth. Now, if we ask God today, where did God live? He said, I live in myself, but in this man. This is the knowing. That's why he told the question. Do you not know that our failure, it is because we did not know that he that can never fail, the unbeatable God, the unchangeable God, incomparable God, he that conquered the devil, lives in you. That is the secret of your success. You must know in there. That's why I say, in time of crisis, my spirit will give me light. Psalm 16. Verse 7. Hallelujah. I will bless the Lord who had given me counsel. My innermost being also instruct me in the time of crisis. That's what I said. Something just told me. I felt something. You are not feeling anything. It is God who lives in you that is speaking. Energy. Something. Say, get up and pray. You pray. Just worship him for 3 days. Because you know what is ahead. Just obey. I will bless the Lord who guides me. Even at night, my heart instructs me. The question is that, who is your heart? God. Because he has made you to be the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. That your heart, he said your heart, is not just your heart, but himself. God, how will you understand this? Because you need to find out what is your heart. Your heart is actually the person of God. That is why the Holy Spirit can still live in you. What gives us instruction in time of crisis is there. So now, where do should we go when crisis comes? Pay close attention to what? Your heart. Because the Holy Ghost must communicate with your heart. Now, the communication of the Holy Spirit to your heart. I'm going to the next one now. The communication of the Holy Spirit to your heart is the communication of the Holy Spirit to the Holy Spirit. Hey, I come again. Why do I say what I say? Because God
made our spirit to be himself. Now, for the Holy Ghost to communicate with our spirit, it means the Holy Spirit is communicating with himself.
How many of you are sitting here? Raise your hand to the Lord.
God, as I ask the question, do you not know? Do you not know that you are the temple of the living God and that the Spirit of God lives in you? Do you understand now? All the good thought that comes to you, write them down. The asking question, what do you intend to do with this thought? It will still explain.
You don't just do your devotion with Uruwa, you just finish. After your devotion, wait for at least 10 minutes to listen. Close your Bible, close everything, just listen. You will hear a lot that will better your life and your generation. Do you understand now?
Huh? What kind of form, what kind of person that God made our spirit to be? He made our spirit to be what? Himself. That is why he could dwell there. He is simply living in himself. To celebrate Jesus and to communicate Jesus. No celebrating Jesus, you worship him, you reference him, all of this. Then the next thing, you have to communicate him with others.
Huh? Let others know what Jesus has come to accomplish and what he's doing for them right now at the right hand of God. He's busy making intercession for them. Are you with me now? Okay, now.
Hallelujah.
Have you ever get to a point in life whereby you decide to visit a friend and something just touch you that within that you will not meet him at home, and you still go there? And when you go there, what do you see? He's not at home, and you quickly remember, and something tell me that I won't meet him. The person that talked to you that time is the Holy Spirit, but because we are not used to his way, huh? No, honestly, how many of you have experienced it before? That's the level we must get to. There is nothing you are looking for. Eh? Here on earth. There is nothing you will become that the Holy Ghost has not made your spirit to be. All are in your spirit. The package is there. You know, there was a time I made one illustration. Do you remember that illustration? He's just looking at it. Which of the illustration? Give me that your bag. Draw the bar for me. Quick. Because that illustration, we need to go back there. Hallelujah. I say hallelujah. How many of you believe that this is a bag? Huh? It's okay. How many of you believe that the owner of this bag, everything we need today is in this bag? That's why he carried the bag. He packaged everything inside. Eh? Because he know what he needs. Abi? Now, if he eventually forget now, or he give this bag to someone, and there's something that person is looking for, and he started asking, by the time he come to the ear of the owner of the bag, what will you say? He will tell you to open the bag. I don't want to bring what is inside here, but I will bring one out. You know, some of us will go to the place of prayer. Lord, I need Android phone. The one that have highest capacity. You pray. He will tell you, open the bag. Where did the answer come? It falls from heaven? It's in the bag. I say, now, thank you for that. Lord, I need flask where I can put hot tea. Very cold weather. What will he tell you again?
Do you see it? Now, when Ephesians chapter 1 verse 3 told us,
blessed be the God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. Now, your spirit man carry all the blessing of God that you need here on earth. So when you pray and pray and pray, it will just show up. But it's called spiritual. It is your duty to convert that spiritual blessing to physical. Thank you. So your heart is God. So now, when you are not asking, God, give me this one. He says, this thing you are asking me is part of the package that I need you to be. Release it. Hi. Do you understand now? Everything you will need to help others is within you. The greatness of God is within you. The power of God is within you. The wisdom of God is within you. The understanding of God is within you. Now it is your duty. That is why as you begin to pray in the Holy Ghost, what happens? You are activating your spirit so that it can pay close attention to receive any message that the Holy Ghost will give. So when the Holy Ghost has given us the message now, it is the next job or the next work. How to convert that message, which is spiritual, into what? Physical. You know, they have been asking you for years. You have been serving God, nothing to show for it. From now, you will have something to show for it. In the name of the Lord Jesus. That is the point I'm raising for you today. Do you not know that you, and in that your spirit, the Holy Ghost is there. So when you are praying, he's telling you, this thing is here. This thing is here. How many of you believe the word of God? Everything you need is there. From today, you will no longer regret life. Life is not to be regretted, but to be celebrated. Well, you know the one that asked me one day, where is God? He asked me one day, where did God live? And I said, God lives in himself. So if God lives in himself, how comes some person are carrier of God? Because Jesus paid the price to make us to be the person of God, whom God can live inside. That is why he said, he has made him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we might be made the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. So, a baby Christian can pray for wisdom. A baby Christian can pray for sanctification. But a mature Christian knew that God has made Jesus to be for him wisdom. He doesn't pray for wisdom. He has the wisdom. He is actually the wisdom of God. So, your spirit man is made the wisdom of God. 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 30, as we round up tonight. But of him are you in Christ Jesus. But of God are you in Christ Jesus. Who of God is made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption. Should I pray for what God has made Jesus to be for me? What should I do? I thank him. In the last comforter 9, you see that God dip you into himself. So there is no difference between you, your spirit, and God's spirit. Now, okay, you see, brought it. So as an inheritance, he carried it. So any day you remember. Now, how many of you are blessed already? It's not possible for you to fail again, no. I'm just telling the truth. Do you know why? He that cannot fail is living in you.
And the part of you he leaves, he made you to become himself. That is the by grace. It's not what we work for. Are you with me now? Lastly, ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them because you pray too much, because you fasted for 120 days, because you studied the Bible very well. No. You are of God. We are reading 1 John 4:4. You are of God. Can you say, I am of God? I am a child of God. I have overcome them. Because greater is the Holy Spirit that lives in me than the devil that lives in the world. Can you see now? Is Jesus different when he's lying down, praying, and when he's preaching? You know, sometimes when you wake up, Satan whispers to you that no power again. Have you sensed it before? Huh? And at that time, he started shouting. Don't shout. Tell him that this Holy Spirit that came to live in me is not to live with me for one day, it's forever. He shall live in you forever. He doesn't live. He doesn't go anywhere. Even though you grieve him, he doesn't live. Because the commandment is that he will live in you forever. He's there. So when you do wrong, I am sorry. That's all. He move on. Kai, do you understand my point? The Holy Ghost, once he comes to your life, he doesn't live. Even you may grieve him, you may not enjoy his fellowship, but you enjoy his relationship. Kai. Sorry, come. If Samuel misbehaved now, he knew himself, knew that he has misbehaved. What did he expect that you would do when you come back? To beat him. Now, what happened when you are coming here? He will not come and rush and welcome you and say, Daddy, welcome. Why? He knows, Abi. Now, you know, for him to run and head you and welcome you and collect your bag, what is that? Fellowship. But because he does wrong, himself withdrew his fellowship. But his relationship never changed. He's still your son. Friend, as a child of God, your relationship never change. You may break the fellowship, only God can break the relationship. And God can never break the relationship. Do you understand? Now you will see that the moment the boy, you see that the father just said, well, I won't, because I believe you are still growing. Now, when that matter is settled, the boy, tomorrow, what happened again? The fellowship was resumed. He has forgotten. Don't know why. If God will count iniquity, nobody will stand. But with God is forgiveness. Already with him, before any of his children commit offense, there is forgiveness with God. When you know that there is forgiveness with your father, you will never experience condemnation. That's the point I'm raising. Although that doesn't give all answers to what? As we are maturing in faith, there's some certain thing he does not expect us to do. Am I communicating? But because of him maturity, we can commit something. When you are done with it, go back to him. I'm sorry. Your fellowship resume. Because you were created for the fellowship. You know, every meeting, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you for one day. Please, let it read that place. Please, let it read it. 2 Corinthians 13, verse 14. Glory to God. I say glory to God. Now, when the word of one another came up to say, someone is condemned, don't be condemned. Please, I beg you, don't be condemned. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion or the fellowship of the Holy Ghost be with you all. Amen.
What is the meaning of amen?
He signed it. His signature. And nobody can erase it.
Eh?
Psalm 130. Verse 3 and 4.
Do you know why?
Because blessed assurance is better than blessed insurance.
If thou, Lord, shouldest mark iniquities, O Lord, who shall stand?
But something happened in verse 4.
But there is forgiveness within, that thou mayest be what?
Fear
me, reference. The reason why everybody loves to go to God is because he forgives. The reason why people run away from Satan is because he never forgives. He will break your head.
He came to kill.
So, to be fair, give us energy in those two verses and to round up. Hallelujah.
I see every one of you, you will fulfill destiny.
Lord, if you keep a record of our sins, who, O Lord, could ever survive? If this passage tell you now, God never keep the record of you.
He said he doesn't keep it. Who is reminding you?
And no, yourself. It's not yourself. The accuser of the brethren.
He accuses you. Say, God will not answer your prayer in this meeting. You know why? He said, because you slap someone.
Instead of you to Google it, then he said, of a truth, I slap the person. As soon as I say, Father, I am sorry, the advocate take the matter up.
He will have been quiet. And leave you alone. He will just tell you, I didn't know that you know.
But, higher, you offer forgiveness that we might learn to fear you. He offered. The forgiveness of God has been offered to you before you asked him for forgiveness. We never initiated the forgiveness.
He initiated it and he have it.
1 John chapter 2 verse 12. Say your sins are forgiven you for his name's sake. Not for your begging sake. I am writing to you who are God's children because your sins have been forgiven through Jesus. King James Bible say, little children, I write unto you little children because your sins are forgiven you for his name's, not for your begging, not for your prayer, but for his name.
He did the work all. That is why it's called the work of grace. It's the work of grace. Our salvation is by, our healing is by, our righteousness is by, our completeness in him is by grace. Stand to your feet. Just give thanks to him. Say, Lord, thank you. Thank you for made me the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Thank you for made my spirit your dwelling place. Where you will celebrate Jesus. And where through you will communicate Jesus. I give all the praise, Lord. Lord, I lift all my voice to you at this hour to celebrate your majesty because of whom you are. And because of what you have done. Thank you for making thank me your dwelling place forever.
Thank
lift
you
all your hands to the Lord and wave your hands to the say, thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
For making me your dwelling place. I am the temple of the living God. The Spirit of God dwelleth in me. He that loveth me with his everlasting love dwelleth in me. The unbeatable God dwelleth in me. He that knoweth all things liveth in me. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Chabalati.
I appreciate your name. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Lift up your hands. Father, I pray that this experience will become a permanent experience of knowing and understanding in your spirit, man.
Amen.
all the days of your life.
Amen.
As so shall it be. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Thank you.